Now I'm going to have to go get a specimen so I can get my cummy bear.
Stop.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Well, I love chapstick too. I just jumped in Molly's.
Me preparing for our on-camera.
I like to call it getting ready for me.
It is.
You know.
And Grace.
The lovely Grace.
I always
want
to, you know, make sure that I don't look unsightly for her as well.
Oh, you haven't used my word in a long time.
I know.
That's my word, Gracie. It's unsightly. That's what I call the unattractive. The unsightlies.
Isn't that terrible? I mean, unattractive isn't a great term to use for anybody, but like unsightly is just another layer of cruel. Like,
no, it's no, yes. It's not. No, yes. It is not. It's actually
unsightly. Like, well, that is just brutal.
No, ugly is brutal. Unattractive is brutal. Unsightly. You walk by somebody, you say, you're very unsightly today. I guarantee you they're going to look at you confused and then they'll say thank you because they don't know what the hell you're saying. Unsightly. There you have it. You used the word. I haven't used it in a while.
In context to myself, I wasn't accusing. J'accuse. Accusing anyone else of being unsightly. You weaponize that. You never refer to yourself. You're like, I feel like I look unsightly today.
Yes.
Use it against other people.
No, don't paint me as that monster. I use it to myself and everything else around me. Hey, I'm just as much of a target as everyone else is in my head.
True. I mean,
you know, so yeah.
We all
you are not unsightly today. You were very wonderful, very nice on the eyes today. Oh. Say thank you.
Thank you. I'm taken aback.
Well, you don't know what I really mean,
so
do you?
Frequently.
You don't know what I really mean, do you?
Well, I don't want to crawl around on the insides. Thoughts.
It's Friday. Happy Friday to everybody. You want to get a hold of us, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Monday, we have no dumb questions, so that's how you can send the questions. Or you can text the questions to us, 402-915-0962, and leave a message. We got a couple messages we want to hit up real quick before we start. Mm-hmm. So this message is from Destiny right here. This is Destiny.
Hey, Molly, this is Destiny. I have listened to you guys for so long, and I followed you guys over to the podcast. Two things. One, when are you guys going to talk about The Last of Us? I know you asked Party about it, and he wasn't caught up, so you guys, like, didn't talk about it, but I would love to hear your take on it. So make Party watch it, and let's get an update. Number two, you talked about Diddy's case today. I don't know, like, if you're trying to keep it, like, super clean for the listeners, but you missed a lot of details. So in case you're not trying to keep it clean, you might want to go do your research and follow up with us next week. Right, thank you so much. Love you guys. Have a great day.
I will address the, I've done lots of research, and I was trying to keep it clean. So there are a lot of really grimy details, and the reality is that the woman that took the stand was the victim of of these. So
it's
I was trying
to
tread
to.
Carefully on account of the fact that, like, she's having
plus
to
we're
live
not
these moments.
Yeah, and I do want to say we're not like the news. We're not reporters. This is just our take
this
on it.
Just
so in. Yeah, we're not doing this just in thing. This is basically just our take on things. And when things are like this and it's very grimy and gross on some of the things that is happening, it's hard to make that funny. And we like to do funny. Like, there's another case that just got filed today. A woman allegedly was raped by Diddy. Okay. Right. Another one, but she's coming out saying that his wiener was the size of a Tootsie Roll. So she,
damn.
I mean,
wow. He's like, well, I don't think we need to give all of the details.
Yeah, it's dirty, grimy details. And then she somehow alluded to the fact that, you know, it she wasn't worried. I don't say worried. She wasn't afraid because she knew she wasn't going to be hurt when he revealed his Tootsie Roll. And they did ask about size and everything, and she said, like a Tootsie Roll.
I don't think you're saying that word right. Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie. What is it, a Tootsie?
You're saying Tootsie. Like Tootsie.
Tootsie. No, it's not.
Yes.
It's Tootsie. It's not Tootsie Roll.
It's Tootsie.
That's what I said, Tootsie Roll.
No, now I can't even. Now it's like when you say a set of words so many times, you can't even think about it. You're like, isn't it Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, yeah. Right. But so then also Last of Us, all right? Yeah, I'm caught up on Last of Us. And let's remind everybody of who
okay,
I am.
Can
also.
I reset? Okay, but, hold on. This was the...
I'm Big Party, and so at night, there's times that I like to have tequila. So it's not that I'm all not caught up. I'm just not 100% caught up, if you know what I'm saying.
This was my favorite.
So anyway.
So episode 2 of season 2 was an absolute devastation for anybody who's followed the show. And obviously at this point, I feel like we can say it openly. It's an open secret. He dies. He's brutally murdered. Pedro Pascal, who's been like the favorite character, Joel. And so when I asked Party about it,
I hadn't watched it.
He was like, I might have. And I'm like, there's no way. He's like, I'm not sure. Maybe I did. And I'm like, there isn't a plane of existence that you wouldn't have registered. Like this was an awful, I mean, it was Game of Thrones level fight scenes and winter and death.
Spoiler alert. The main guy was killed off.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
Yeah. The main guy was killed off. And so, yeah, then when I watched it, then I realized what you were talking about. But anyway, I'm caught up on the last two as well. I don't know if I'm enjoying it as much. I don't know what happened at the end of the last episode. Did you watch the last episode?
I did. Now, do you not know what happened at the end because of tequila, or do you not
know
what happened at the end?
No, Molly, I'm being serious here. It's because I watched it. And do you know what happened at the end? I mean, is this coming out as a dream?
No.
Because he walked through that door and she's waking up at the end of the last episode.
I think it's going to be a flashback.
And then it goes to credits.
I think it's going to be a flashback. She got
knocked out. I
don't know
if I'm liking the show as much. Are you liking the show as much without him in there?
This last week, I liked it better than the week before because there was starting to get more action. So like this week, I think the craziest thing about it is the fact that they went down into that second level basement to clear things out. And I was like, that is so spooky.
Air.
Exactly. That
that's
freaked
weird.
Me out. And then at the end, you kind of got that closure because you got to see that woman's son and he really was part of the wall and he was exhaling all the stuff.
Those spores.
All the spores.
Yeah.
Which spores freak me out.
Sure. Me too.
Like there's just something about, and so I just started watching season 1 with my son Declan. He's never seen it. And he approached me and he's like, I think I'd like to watch this show. I'm like, excellent.
Okay,
so
cool.
So we watched the first episode of season 1. That's all he's seen. And his first question was, well, how come it's not in the air? And just watched that. I was like, it's coming.
Does he play the game? Okay, all right. I keep forgetting it's from a game as well.
Right.
And I never played the game, so it's hard for me to follow along like that. Because when they killed Pedro off, I thought to myself, why would you do that? But then you said that they extended his character longer than they did in the game itself, right? Okay, all right.
So they try to follow pretty closely with the game, but obviously, I mean, it's sort of the HBO way of working, where, like, remember with Game of Thrones, they tried to follow it as close to the books, but then they went rogue and did their own thing because they were just like cinema. Like, what's good television might not necessarily be what happened in the book.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's sort of what's happening with The Last of Us as well. I think it's a cool turning point to have this stuff in the air. That freaks me out.
So do I. And it really shows that she's immunity chick.
Yes.
You know, and you kind of forget it. At least I did because you get lost in all these different turns. The thing I don't like, and I know they have to do this for some reason. I don't like shows like this that turns into a love show.
Yeah.
a relationship building show. Keep it for what it is. I don't need to watch a relationship grow between two people. I mean, I want to watch the action. And that's the reason why it slowed down. It's because it got too lovey-dovey. I don't know.
It cracks me up because, you know, my son's 15, my daughter's 13, and they are just brutal when it comes to, like, we watched The Hunger Games, and they're like, why do they always have to spoil it with the kissing?
Yeah.
I mean, and we just listened to an audiobook on our last trip.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. Like, it was like all this dystopian stuff. And then all of a sudden she's like, and then I saw Michael. And they're like, oh no, are they going to get gross and kiss each other and like each other? Well, and now all of a sudden it's a relationship.
So I just saw that.
My children.
There's a new Hunger Games coming out, new movie. Yes. I just read up on today. Yeah. So are you excited for the next, none of the same people are going to be there. Woody Harrelson, no one of those guys are going to be on it.
No.
It's completely different. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no, because it's a prequel.
Oh, it's a prequel.
So it's before any of that. Along the lines of, like, it's a different kind of prequel than the prequel they just had, which I was talking with a friend of mine over the weekend because we were discussing the new Hunger Games movie that's coming out and just how bad that last one, the casting
was terrible.
Just like icky. Yeah. I just didn't like the casting and it made it really difficult to watch because the book was really good. And then you watch the movie, you're like, boo.
Okay,
I mean, you can really make or break a movie with casting.
Oh, sure you can. Happens all the time. But yeah, Destiny, thanks for your message. Anybody that wants to give us input, we're not afraid of it. We're going to share it. We're going to be as transparent as ever. All right, so I have an email right here also. It says, I love you guys. I've listened for years. I was so happy to hear about the podcast, but can we please cut down on the cat talk?
No.
I felt this way when you guys were on 94.1. I guess now I can at least fast forward once Kitty Cat Talk starts. True, you can. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to, but no. You both are witty enough, blah, 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 to pick any topic. Anyway, otherwise, keep it up. So happy for you, too. This is from Megan. Yeah, we probably have been talking about cats a little bit too much, and it's probably my fault, but it's kind of hard to remember that. We're having a conversation. We've been doing this for so long that you don't really think about sometimes what other people want to hear. You know what I mean? And I don't want anyone, of course, to go, oh my God, it's the kitty cat show. It's all I talk about is cats.
That's a different podcast that we're spitting off. And this is our way of announcing it.
And yeah, and cat so corner. someone sent a message about that we talked about one-eyed cats, you know, on Wednesday's pod, and she sent a photo of her cat who has one eye, and I instantly went to Megan's email and it said, "Enough of the cat talk." I'm like, I can't even show that now. I don't want her fast forwarding. But you know what? We're gonna we will share all of your critiques and everything like that. I mean, normally you don't get to hear those type of emails on a radio show because it's not good for their business in their minds.
Right.
For us, it's good for us. We want to hear it. And so if you have any critiques, go ahead and do so. We'll take them.
We're all in this together.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's sort of the thing. I mean, while Party and I, it's like, obviously it's our show, but like are you drinking a mimosa?
Mm-hmm. It's National Mimosa Day. You think I'm not going to drink a mimosa? Hey, it's also pizza day. I decided mimosa and pizza.
You could have gone with a slice of pizza, but instead you're like, no, thank you. I've got it. I like mimosas without the orange juice.
That's just champagne.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I'm glad you noticed. Look at that. It's delicious. I love it. Have a mimosa today on the show, people.
But, I just like a whisper. Of OJ, like just like pass the glass.
Okay, so you can see through it a little bit.
Oh yeah,
right?
No, I don't really like. Well, I mean that's not true because yesterday I met a girlfriend for drinks and had like boat drinks.
Okay,
boat drinks are so fun.
Yeah,
they are. I'm surprised I can make a fist today though because I had like two boat drinks, and it's just so sweet and so much sodium. And it came in a pineapple glass.
Okay.
Like it was the full nine yards. I mean, it's called the Getaway. That was the name of the drink.
And that's an actual drink. I need a drink at the pool. I've been drinking margaritas lately.
And then they made this other one. Drinks. I'm really, the flavor profile for me this summer is peaches and ginger. Like I really love, I've got like some peach ginger tea.
Okay.
And it's really yummy.
Ginger's good. I don't know what, I mean, ginger's just a good thing to, I mean, I grew up eating ginger and everything. So ginger tea, huh?
Mimosa? Yeah, but yesterday they had this cocktail there where it was like peach vodka, and then they served it with like ginger beer.
Okay.
So it was like this peach and ginger sort of mashup as well. That was refreshing.
Yum, yum. Yeah. All right. So it's National Mimosa Day. I don't even know what you were saying before I took the drink and you stopped.
I was just saying that it's not, while it is our show, the two of us, we are in it together with the listeners. I mean, we wouldn't be here without the people that are streaming and paying, coming along on the ride with us. So please let us, we love hearing from people. We're people.
And then tell everybody you know also, since we're as a team. Yeah. Just please share the word. There's a lot of people that still don't know. Just bring it up in idle conversation. You know, if you're fighting with your mate or fighting with somebody, arguing, just go, if you heard big party shows on a podcast, that'll stop every fight.
It
might turn into lovemaking, actually. So that's all you got to do. All right. Please do that for us. All right. So we got to get to what's new, or the best news of the day. What do you got? You want to go first?
So TSA getting right ahead of summer travel season. TSA has announced, and reminding people that you can no longer pack portable battery chargers in your checked luggage.
The lithium ones.
Well, it's like pretty much they're all lithium. I mean,
this little one I'm holding right here, it's a tiny little one. You just plug in and like, I don't know if that's, the reason why is because of the fire.
Yeah, they lithium batteries fires. Are like, I mean, they're trying to get them off of planes. My thing is, you can't check it, but like you could carry it on. Like, it's still the same plane. Like, it's still the same dynamics. Like, if it's unsafe for the hull, why is it totally like, this is fine for the cabin?
Because if a fire starts in the hull, you're going down. There's no way of putting it out.
Well, sure there is.
You can't get in there. It's locked up. They can't just run down there and go, no, let's turn it off. You can't get into that luggage hole.
Don't you have wouldn't they have a fire like system down there if something broke out that like
I don't know
would go on? That's what
maybe
I'm saying.
Maybe they don't. Maybe it's just a liability on that end.
Well, maybe they should packing these things.
So yes. So that's the reason why I just don't know what is all in what lithium batteries are in. It just doesn't seem like I carry mine on my luggage, but my phone charger is what I do. But they did come out with they've updated their regulations overseeing liquids and gels and carry on luggage.
How much can we have now?
It looks like a dozen or so are being impacted by that 3.4 ounce restriction. Remember, you have to have everything in that bag. You've had some stuff taken away, haven't you?
Yeah, that I just had purchased, that jerk sauce, and then the jerks at the TSA took it. They're like, oh, did you just buy this in the airport? You can't bring it on the plane. I'm like, then why are you selling it in the airport if I cannot bring it on the plane? They're like, I was so upset. Because they sold it in the airport.
Yes.
It should be plane safe if you're selling it in the airport.
Yeah. Sounds like they had a whole lot of jerk sauce.
Oh yeah, they're like another jerk sauce. Wow.
Okay, so the items they aren't limiting is breast milk. Again, back to breast milk. Okay, infant formula. It seems like a lot of it is for children. Pouches of puree foods can be packed.
Okay.
And won't have to be packed in a quart size bag. And then also you're dealing with non-prescription medications, the liquid filled teething aids.
Oh, because when kids are teething, they have like these.
The gel stuff.
Like the gel rings and stuff like that that they can gnaw on that helps them feel better.
Okay. So ice packs and gel packs for medical necessary items. So that's interesting because the last time I flew, we had an ice pack and they said, if this thing was thawed, you can't bring it on. But if it's frozen, you can bring it on. How weird is that? Yeah. Isn't that bizarre? It's like, well, I can hide stuff in that nonsense. And freeze it. Yeah, it all totally is.
At the end of the day, sometimes it's just like, this is stinking nonsense. Like
non-flammable deodorant spray. So that'd be like the roll-on. Isn't all sprays?
Well,
I guess not. I don't know. I don't use the spray.
I wonder if it's the difference between an aerosol spray and a spritz. You know how,
okay.
You know, like there's the aerosol sprays, like bug spray or something like that. And then there's like the spray, like hand sanitizer spray, where it's like more the liquidy type of stuff. It doesn't have the air in it.
Okay. Then the last couple here is liquid for dental prosthesis.
Are you going to go through this whole list?
Yes, I am. It's very important. People will be traveling soon.
People are like, dental what?
And then you're good to go here, medical creams. So you can just pack gallons of medical creams and lotions for you.
Does lube count?
lube would count. It's a lotion, right? It's a lotion, I'm guessing. How much lube do you really need, mommy? Come on.
Doesn't this kind of dovetail with the Diddy trial? They're like, how much baby oil does one person need?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, also, what else is there? Do we want to do a Diddy update real quick?
Yeah, I do have some Diddy updates. All right, so Diddy update. The first 2 days of the week, so like Tuesday and Wednesday, it was Cassie Ventura being questioned by the prosecution, who she's a witness for.
Sure.
So it's sort of like, you know, they're in her camp. They want to make her as comfortable and look as, you know, reliable as possible. Now comes the icky part, because now starting on Thursday and then into Friday, she'll be cross-examined by Diddy's attorneys, the defense attorneys.
And that's when it gets very mean too.
Yes. So their whole point is to discredit her as, and paint her as an active and willing participant in these freak-offs. So they're not making any excuses for his violent behavior. They've always said yes to domestic violence. He, you know, pleads, you know, not guilty to that.
Yeah.
And also to having what he calls unconventional sexual habits. I'm like, is that what we're calling sex parties that happen in hotel rooms for days on end with prostitutes?
Molly, the amount of drugs she had to do to just get her head out of where it was, and then constant UTI. I mean, the physical, you know, stuff that came from all of it is just so hard to listen to for this poor woman.
So one of the things that came out that's going to be a little bit of a problem, and I'm sure that the prosecution will deal with this on cross-examination, is the defense attorneys entered into evidence text messages.
Okay.
And in one of them, it has her texting Diddy saying, "I'm always ready to freak off." And so they're using this as like, see, this was her responding to him and saying she was willing. It wasn't like under coercion because she was in the same environment with him. This is a text message that they shared.
Okay. And you know, that could be anything because of the fact that he has so much video on her that he threatened her, allegedly, that he will ruin her whole career and he'll show all this, you know, all that stuff. So that could have been in response to that. This is going to be going on for a bit, an abusive relationship to the 10th degree. It's just insane and sad that this woman was there in that for that long, was able to see the light and get out. And then now her current husband, oh my God, that's another sad thing for him to sit through, I'm sure.
Well, and he has a relation to them.
Yeah.
He was the personal trainer.
He was? Okay. I'm not familiar with him. Okay.
Oh, no. I mean, so he was there for ground zero for a lot of this stuff. And so that's the other, I mean, you know, he wasn't a part of the freak offs, but I'm just saying, like, he was her personal trainer. So I'm sure he saw her in pretty vulnerable states.
Probably. You know? Probably so.
So that's the update. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. You know, Friday she'll be taking the stand today, and there'll be more of that. But yeah, Thursday will be that first day of them just absolutely
killing it,
coming at her.
Killing it. Hey, how are the chickens in your yard? There's some good news. I just want to throw out there to lighten up the old Diddy update.
Yes.
Egg prices have dropped. So they're saying it's down 13% to $5.12 a dozen. Still. So you still, I mean, it's still a lot.
That's still, I was going to say, yes. The fact that we're like $5.
Uh-huh.
So sad to where it had gotten.
I know.
I mean, we're talking that this used to be a dozen eggs was like 99 cents.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And that was like, you know, I mean, okay. And I remember being like, if they got up to like $2, if they weren't on sale, I'd be like, I'll just wait until they go on sale next week for 99 cents.
I paid
$2. I can't even imagine spending that kind of money.
I paid like $9 the other day. You know what's bad when these stores like Walmart, not Walmart, but Sam's Club and stuff like that, limit. Mm-hmm. only two you can take. And also because of all this, and you'll be happy about this, I haven't seen any of the hard boiled eggs in a bag. Unless, yeah, they must have stopped that. Because I used to buy them in mass amounts.
I know we talked about hot dog water the other day.
Yeah.
Hard boiled egg water has got to be right up there. I mean, when you talk about substances in which you cook something and then you come back and you're like, this is, I mean, you cook chicken in water, it turns into broth and you're excited about it. Like, you're kind of like, yeah. Oh, well, this will be something I can use in a soup.
Sure.
You cook eggs in water and you're like, throw that out.
Yeah, but we don't know because we throw it out. No, you're talking about grown.
Like you need to throw
it. You're talking about also boiled eggs. They're already in a shell, so I don't know if there'll be flavor. But those bagged pre-boiled eggs does have some type of liquid in there.
Yeah, some sort of viscous.
Yes.
Like, it reminds me of Alien.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like the alien mom, like, groups out those pods.
Yes.
You're like, oh, like, what's that substance? It's very, like, mucousy.
Very mucousy. Yeah.
So glad we took this turn. We're like, let's not talk about the gross Diddy stuff. Let's get into
mucousy
hot dog water
egg
and hard boiled egg substances.
I don't know what it is.
I'm so glad we're out of that neck of the woods.
All right. So that liquid, I'd love to know what it is. So whenever I would buy it, because I'd get the big ones, because I give eggs to my dogs too. Right. It's good for their health and it's good for their fur and stuff like that. I've done it with Wrigley and all of them. So that the expiration date on those eggs aren't like regular eggs that, you know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. like 3 months. And like, how do these eggs stay? What is that stuff? Oh my God. What is that stuff? But okay. What's that?
The thing that always got me about, because you would talk about buying the bags of hard-boiled eggs at like the warehouse.
At Sam's Club, it's bigger and it's individually wrapped or something, in twos or something like that. Yeah.
And I just think that's absolutely disgusting. I'm like, how many hard-boiled eggs does one person need?
Molly, it's only 12, something like that. And they last for 3 months. So if you want a salad, you chop it up. And they're perfect. They were perfect eggs. They weren't failed boiled eggs. Meaning you can make deviled eggs out of them. I've done it. It's easy.
I'm sure you have. And then you played it off like you did it.
Yeah.
What? This? I just whipped this up. Oh, I can't even tell you the secret to how I get these perfectly boiled eggs.
Uh-huh.
Don't look in the trash can or that liquid.
Exactly. Hey, you know, real quick, I want to give some love to a couple people in our lives. First of all, Manuel, my brother-in-law, he just got his American citizenship this week, and it's been a journey. It's a long process. You have to know a whole lot of things. He knows more about the governing America
I don't even know what to call it.
He was testing me.
You're like, I don't even know what the name of it is, but I'm an American.
Just all this, I know. That's what we were saying is that I was like, oh my God, I'll bet there's a huge percentage of people that could never answer more than 5 of these questions that you're asking me. And he knew them all because, you know, obviously you have to know all that stuff and go through the, you know, jump through the hoops to get your American citizenship. So I just want to give him some love, you know, because I know it's been a long, long battle. And also, you know, our friend Keith Tooker?
Yeah.
Omaha Beef Keith Tooker. I just found out that he was inducted. He will be inducted into the Omaha Beef Hall of Fame next Saturday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's their last home game. So congratulations to Keith.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
He's the kind of guy that would totally give you the shirt off his back. He's the, one of the most unselfish guys that I know. So yeah, it's so well-deserving. He's done a lot for us. He's done a lot with us, you know, in the past with the diaper drive and everything like that. So yeah, congratulations to Keith.
That's really great. Oh my God.
So I didn't want to get that out before I forget. That's it. What are you waiting for now? You know what you're waiting for.
What am I waiting for?
I know you want
my Friday treats. I've been very patient, and now I want dessert.
All right. No dumb questions.
After all this hard-boiled egg talk, I need a palate cleanse. Though your fun factory sometimes is also a bit of hard egg water.
This is going to be a good one, I think. Oh, anyway, it's fun factory. So what I do is it's based off my algorithm, I whatever videos I find that I like, I share with Molly, because Molly won't see these videos unless she's on my algorithm. So,
which never will happen.
No, it's not going to happen. All right. So the first one we're going to do is this. Are you feeling good about yourself? Hit V1. It's time for it's Gracie, please.
Are you feeling good about yourself? Then it's time to get the new My Disappointing Boyfriend. My Disappointing Boyfriend is unbelievable. Watch your quality of life disappear. Simply place My Disappointing Boyfriend into our patented My One and Only Life jar, add all the love you have to give liquid, a packet of free domestic labor, and fill to the top with constant sacrifice. Then place the one-sided commitment lid on top and shake it for years. I love how much effort I'm putting into this. And just look what you get in the end. Nothing. My Disappointing Boyfriend, now sold on dating apps everywhere.
God. The woman needs to meet somebody nice. I'd love to see the follow-up of, like, the disappointing girlfriend.
I would love to, too. Gracie, hit the V2. It's a zoom-in of that package of the little tiny boyfriend that you put in water or whatever the hell. What does that say? Watch your quality
with real
of life dismantle.
30-second massage action before trying to bone you.
All right. There's that one. It's
unbelievably accurate.
All right. Let's do another kitchen hack with V3. Gracie, please.
Stop wasting your pasta water and instead save it, pour it into an ice cube tray, freeze it, and enjoy it in your beverages all week long. I even serve this to my friends when they come over and they love the hit of spaghetti. You have to try this.
Now we've hit hot dog water, egg water, and spaghetti water.
So I
never thought of tasting it.
Off podcast that we're doing. Food water.
I am
right
going to look
at kitty corner.
I am going to look at foods differently, like when you boil stuff, and I'm going to be tempted to just at least taste it now. Because I'm like, well, what would it? It probably would taste a little bit of. It's not going to be horrible. It'll be starchy.
No, but it'll be so pasta water you can use
for what?
So pasta water can help thicken sauces.
Does it?
So a lot of times, yeah, a lot of times, like when I'm making bolognese, they'll say like reserve a cup or two of the pasta water, and then you can add that to kind of like loosen up the sauce, but also keep it.
I had no idea. So you can use that in lieu of any type of thickener, like a cornstarch or stuff like that.
Yeah. A lot of times they'll tell you like to use, cause it'll have the, it has the,
that's
the
sodium stuff in there. Not sodium, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah. But
I know
like
you're
the
saying.
Carb, whatever the weedy type of remnants, that kind of stuff. And so a lot of times when I'm making certain Italian dishes or certain dishes, they'll say, you know, reserve some of the pasta water to add back into the sauce.
Now you're going
to
look into my fridge and I'll be pasta
you're
water.
You're like, I've been saving some pasta water for you. I wouldn't serve it in a drink.
But. All right. So you're Molly, a big rock collector, right? You go on the beaches and you get all your rocks. Have you ever heard of a cum rock before? Yeah. You know?
No.
All right, here we go. Go ahead and hit the V4 for Super Gracie.
are turning this semen sample into a gorgeous cum stone to be wire-wrapped into a ring. Yes, clients send us their semen as a liquid. We do powderize it here. It's just the best way that I can ensure consistency when it comes to the powdering process. Because once the semen is a powder, of course, I incorporate it into the translucent clay that I sculpt these pieces from. So making sure I know how the sample is going to react with the clay throughout the whole process is super important. Of course, I did have a little bit left over, so I did a complimentary cummy bear for this order as well. Now, my client wanted a wire-wrapped ring with a twist border detailing. Once I got the band and the frame wire wrapped, I sanded down the center bead and started wire wrapping it into the piece as well. This turned out so pretty. I hope you absolutely love it. I do have some ring designs on my site for people who just order through there. But for a lot of rings, I do custom consults. That way we can design the piece together, or especially if people want something a little bit more unique. Anywho, I hope you love it. And thank you for coming along on this journey. It's been a blast.
She just say coming along on the screen.
Scumstone and cummy bears. What the hell? Again, the look on your guys' face.
Yeah, because it's disgusting, but there's also this element of it where it's like, it's a weird world.
It's a weird world.
I could see somebody being like, this, you can do this.
I mean, would you?
Like, I could.
At what situation would you give that as a gift? Would you give it to a wife?
None. None. There's no valid situation. It's not like, honey, it's our 8th wedding anniversary. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Cumstones.
Cumstones and cummy bears.
You're like, I thought it was paper. No, it isn't. So pick out your favorite setting. God.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting a 14 carat. You're like, 14 carats? How much have you been saving up for this?
So if you want to check out these videos too in person, because a lot of people listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Then they jump over to the video portion on Friday.
So they can see the terrified look on Grizzy in my faces.
Oh my God. Your face classic.
Seriously, that one was really, took a lot of.
We have another magic, child magic trick. Go ahead, V6, please.
Do you want to see a magic trick?
All right, Kira, what's the trick?
I'm going to put you to sleep. Close your eyes, Dad. Wait, right there, Daddy.
Okay, kiddo. Whatever you say.
Abracadabra.
Another sociopath. Yeah. What point did you start recognizing your daughter as a sociopath? It started
last week. It was a kid, a wrestling kid. What the?
With his mom, where he got into the camera. She's sitting there like, I think I just got throat punched. Death.
All right, like, that's it. Here's a closer to Fun Factory. Now, go ahead, hit the end for us.
Congratulations, you have reached the end of the internet. You have seen all the pages. You have scrolled through all the videos. You can go do something fun now. Outside.
What? What's outside? Is it something that I saw on the internet?
That's the closing.
You go outside now. Everyone's like, this is terrifying. I don't want to be at the end. I don't want to go outside.
Oh, God. All right. That's it. Thanks
for making it fun. Yeah,
that's the show. We'll give you the Diddy update on Monday. We also have no dumb questions on Monday. You can send those messages out to bpscrasher@gmail.com. Those questions anyway. Or, again, it's 402-915-0962. Enjoy your mimosas. Be safe this weekend. Spread the word. And also make sure you follow, rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us out a lot, and it gets us to continue to keep going. And then one last thing, if you guys know of any people that would like to sponsor any part of the show, whatever the case is, reach out to us, and we'll send you in the right direction. Okay, that's pretty much it. All right, so Super Gracie, our producer, thank you for all that you sit through.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to start a therapy fund.
Now I'm going to have to go go get a specimen so I can get my cummy bear.
Stop. No.
All right. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
Huda Media Production.